As you decide who to support on Election Day, don't forget to support your public radio station. This is Your Billion Dollar President with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
So who will elect the president? What groups will be decisive? Well, we can look at groups that have allegedly been decisive in the past. What about the 26.5 million self-described evangelical voters? That's how many turned out in 2004. Some say they elected the president that time around. Joining me is John Ayers. John?
Yes.
So are you going to elect the president this time around?
Well, we would hope so. I have my concerns in that area, but we certainly hope so.
So you are a conservative evangelical.
That's right.
So what is Rudy Giuliani sending you in the mail to try to get you to accept his values, despite the fact that they may differ from yours?
The usual mailers that you would get early on in a presidential race.
Well, John, I've never gotten any mail from Rudy Giuliani, so you'll have to educate me on this.
Well, you know, I can't. You guys are a little late here because I have a specific file for most of this type material. You're familiar with it, those files. They're around.
Oh, I see. What about Governor Huckabee?
Well, I also feel better about him. This guy, I assume, was an Arkansas hog caller, you know, and then I got to hear him and speak with him briefly and make a new assessment at this conference, and I found that as I compared his responses at this values conference with the other candidates, his responses were, I thought, as intelligent, if not more so, than many of the other guys, and he articulated very well, I thought.
Paula Owis from Laurel, Maryland. Do you think you're going to elect the president this time around, you and voters like you?
I sure hope so.
What do you think of Rudy Giuliani?
I just put people in order here, and I decided he'd be my sixth candidate out of eight. So he's way down my list. There's only a few that fall in after him.
Who's number one, Paula?
Huckabee. Mm-hmm. Michael Huckabee would be my number one choice.
Well, to both of you, is it important to win this time around?
Oh, everything is at stake. If the Republicans don't win, I foresee a completely different country in 10 years. One that's really highly taxed, one that the Islamo-fascists will have taken over. There won't be much marriage. The family will have fallen apart.
Well, okay. I mean,
so many things will go wrong in our country, I think, if the Republicans don't win.
But don't you need a candidate who can actually win?
Oh, I take offense at that. I think all these candidates are so good that when people realize how good they are, that any one of them has a chance of winning.
John, do you go along with that?
No. You know, I'm too much of a realist, but I appreciate Paula's attitude, and I share her concerns. When you consider the erosion of our religious liberties, the preserving of marriage and the family is so important. The sanctity of life is vitally important. This immigration issue portends some serious possibility of total breakdown.
No, and all those issues are definitely in play. But I guess for both of you, I'm wondering, with candidates like Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee, and Rudy Giuliani, who's the national frontrunner at this point, are values voters like yourselves being made to choose between picking a winner in November or picking someone who matches their values?
Well, what does it really matter, you know, if I vote for the winner? To borrow the phrase, the conscience of a conservative, my duty is to make a judgment based on my belief system that I think's best for the country, and that'll be my criteria.
Well, Paul and John, we'll be back in touch with you. John Ayers of Charlotte, North Carolina, and Paula Owis from Laurel, Maryland. Thanks a lot.